This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, December 5. Surprise! A reading comes from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Surprise is a part of many stories people tell at Christmas time. Lots of folk stories, novels, and movies with Christmas themes include fun twists and surprises. And often the most loved tales are those with a surprising, happy ending. The Christmas story itself includes surprises. But while the result, Jesus' birth, is certainly a joyful and happy one, some of the surprises along the way can bring mixed emotions. Mary wasn't expecting to be at the center of this story. She was quite young, probably in her early teens, when an angel came to her with news that totally changed her life. It would be scandalous to be a pregnant, unmarried woman in a culture that prized sexual purity. Yet Mary embraced this news from God with humility, saying, "I am the Lord's servant." What surprises has God placed in your life? Sometimes God delights us with good news we never saw coming, like a new job or an unexpected friendship. Other times, God's surprises are hard to bear, like life-changing illnesses, mental health issues, or financial struggles. Our surprises can also stem from sins we've committed, and we wish we hadn't done those things. God's Christmas promise is that He is with us in all of our surprises, the good and the difficult. God invites us to watch for His power and to find His saving grace in Christ. Will you humbly embrace Him this Christmas? Pray with me. God of surprises, help us to trust in You. We need You always. Fill us with Your love and grace, we pray. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.